Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Dan Rossanova, and we're talking more about Azure Service Bus. And this is kind of a 200 level. Like, we did the basics. Let's go to the next level. There's some things that you can do with Service Bus and topics that are a little more advanced.
Absolutely. And you have a few different ways to do them. The things I want to talk about right now are really about message lifetime and durability. So when we sent our messages before in our pub/sub example, we could actually see that we set a property here, which was a total. That's our property. Mm-hmm. There are some standard properties that you can use to control how your messages are going to be processed as well. And one of the first ones to look at is going to be a time to live property. So if we take our priority order, let's do that one. So message two, and I go to time to live. So you can see when I just on the message itself, I got a lot of choices.
Properties is like a property bag.
Exactly. You can put whatever you want in there. Some of them, which are sort of the brokered message properties, and if you use the web API, you'll see those a lot more, are specific for their purpose here. So they're kind of wrapped in .NET to make it a little easier.
All right.
And the one that's interesting right now is the concept of a time to live. So just like when you see TTL on a ping, this is going to make this message have a specific time, lifetime, that you want it to be processed in before it's considered invalid.
So meaning if I don't get to it, just don't even bother.
If someone doesn't, it's
dead.
Absolutely. Now, that how you enforce dead is what we'll do right after this. Uh-huh. But this is the way to mark that this thing has expired. So this could be for like a bid or ask spread or something. Maybe you have a transaction timeout on something, you know, like you're looking to buy something like a share.
Oh, okay. So you said bid or ask.
Yeah. So like trading time.
Okay.
Trading
talk. I want to buy this for $5, and you have 3 minutes to close that order. And if you don't, then I'm not interested in buying it at all.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
So setting the TTL is just a lifespan, or time span. pretty easy here. I'm going to make this one kind of short because I don't want to be waiting too long. So if we say this will now this has to be processed in 10 seconds, or it's not considered valid.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I can control this is on the message level. I can also enforce this on the either queue or subscription level. So if I go look at my priority orders here, you'll notice earlier there was a whole mess of properties that I wanted to expand this window a little bit on. And you'll see things like the max delivery count, the message count. You'll also see some stuff here about, I think there's an auto time at which you want these to die, basically. So what I'm going to do here is update my subscription, and what you're going to see here is I'm going to do enable dead lettering on message expiration. So a dead letter is really a place that something goes that can't be handled or delivered. And this is a way to have the service of Azure, instead of me having to read a message and see what was the TTL, is mm-hmm. it passed when it should have been processed, Azure will actually do this for me.
So at a larger scope, what I'm hearing you say is that when you have a platform as a service, where this platform, Service Bus, does message passing for large distributed systems, mm-hmm. the idea that I have dead letters is a very common concept within this pattern.
Yes.
And it's baked into Azure.
Absolutely.
So I don't have to think about dead letter handling.
Exactly. Not as deeply as you would on most messaging platforms.
Right. And you have both dead letter handling on the message expiration, but also in the previous video we saw filtering. If that evaluation didn't work out somehow or was an invalid,
absolutely,
that would be dead
letter.
If I did
some sort of string operation on a decimal value, it's going to fail. Or if I didn't put total in, it's going to fail, and it will end up in a dead letter, so it's not lost with that feature. Or you could say ignore it and just drop it. It depends how important your messages are.
Just like all the messages that my kids send to Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if it's a message of transferring your 401k or something, you probably want to make sure that message doesn't get lost.
Exactly.
So I'm going to change this setting on here.
And changing it here is just like logging into the portal and making a change in configuration, or using a SDK,
exactly,
making a call programmatically.
Absolutely. They're all using the same things under the hood.
Cool.
And with my TTL now, if I run this example one more time, we've got two messages in our priority queue. And now, after I run this, what we'll see, it's run already. I can come back into here and refresh. And I will see three messages at first.
Right. Message count three.
And when I wait just a little bit.
So 10 seconds later, it will go from active message count three.
Yeah, there is a slight difference in what those mean.
Well, I assume message count is literally all of them, and active messages is the ones that aren't dead.
That is a safe assumption.
That's my guess.
Yes. And this will take a few seconds. All right. I can actually see it.
It's like 10 seconds in Azure time is actually longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's 10 seconds from when it actually got up there rather than 10 seconds from when I sent it. But what you can see now.
Oh, look, dead letter message count.
Yes, is that there is one. There's still the two active messages because they didn't have a TTL.
Right.
Now, the topic, the subscription itself has a default TTL. It's just a big time. And here, we actually see our failed message in here. So dead letter is like a queue or topic of its own. You can connect to it. The messages are still there. They haven't gone away. And you can do things with it, including make other processes that are going to look in here and sort of be remediation processes. So this might trigger human intervention or something else to say, hey, this wasn't done in time or this was malformatted. And now instead of all this automated solution that you have, you can have some corrective actions being taken.
Very cool. That's all automatic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big feature difference that is different than most messaging platforms. Because this is PaaS, it can do this for you.
Very cool. We're digging into Azure Service Bus and dead letter handling at Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.